Good morning, everybody. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with your 7 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time update on Hurricane Irma. Irma continues to be an extremely dangerous major hurricane right now moving through the southeastern Bahamas, currently located about 500 miles to the southeast of Miami, moving off now to the west-northwest at about 16 miles per hour. So we expect this west-northwestward motion to continue today and into Saturday, followed by a northward turn late Saturday and Saturday night, and that's going to bring the core of Irma between the Bahamas and the north coast of Cuba, and then have Irma approaching the Florida Keys and the South Florida mainland overnight, Saturday night into Sunday, and then we're expecting Irma to track up through the Florida Peninsula on Sunday night, Monday into Monday morning, and then move into the southeastern United States on Tuesday and Wednesday. Irma is an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane. We're expecting life-threatening impacts from the core of a major hurricane making landfall somewhere in Florida, along with the potential for life-threatening storm surge. We have a hurricane warning in effect from Jupiter Inlet southward on the east coast, Bonita Beach southward on the west coast. That also includes the Florida Keys, Florida Bay, and Lake Okeechobee. The hurricane watch extends northward from Bonita Beach up to Anna Maria Island and north of Jupiter Inlet to Sebastian Inlet. So that means we're expecting hurricane conditions in the warning area within the next 36 hours. We also have a storm surge warning in effect for roughly the same area from Jupiter Inlet southward, Bonita Beach southward. Everywhere you see colored in dark pink on this map is at the risk of life-threatening storm surge within the next 36 hours from Irma. In that warning area, we could see storm surge flooding as much as 5 to 10 feet above ground level. That's 5 to 10 feet above where you stand on the ground, and that's life-threatening storm surge. So if you live in one of these areas and you've been asked to evacuate, please do so. Today is going to be your last full day to prepare in South Florida. We expect tropical storm force winds to arrive in the Florida Keys and in the southern part of the Florida Peninsula during the day on Saturday. As Irma approaches, those tropical storm force winds are going to spread northward through the peninsula, reaching central Florida by Sunday morning and North Florida by Sunday evening, and then on up into southern Georgia by Monday morning. So this is a very dangerous situation. Please prepare and get ready for this storm. If you're under a warning and if you've been asked to evacuate by your local officials, please do so. Stay tuned for further updates on Irma throughout the day. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center.